The next time you grab a bite at a food court, look around. 10 to 1, you'll see a Panda Express. With 2,000 restaurants, Panda Express is the largest family-owned American Chinese chain in the United States. Notice I said American Chinese, not Chinese American. 40 years ago, when Andrew and Peggy Chern opened the Panda Inn, all they wanted to do was assimilate, keep their heads down, work hard, and be as American as possible. Their daughter, Andrea Chern, is now at the helm as the chief marketing officer. Like her parents, she's dedicated to growing the business, and she's also dedicated to honoring them by reclaiming their heritage. Contributor Melanie Dunay talked to Andrea about the ethos behind that family business.
Andrea, it's great to have you here.
Thank you, Melanie. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Andrea, how did your family business actually start?
Sure. So over 40 years ago, our family started the Pasadena Panda Inn. It's a sit-down, family-style restaurant in Pasadena, California. And my father was front of the house. He was the person that greeted you and welcomed you. And my grandfather was back of the house. He was the chef. And he is the chef that has inspired actually many of our recipes to this day. And he was trained in Yangzhou in culinary and then traveled to Japan and was the head chef at a hotel and then immigrated to the U.S. and started his own restaurant with my father.
So when the current variation of Panda Express opened, was it meant to be an American Chinese restaurant or a Chinese restaurant?
My family's story of opening American Chinese restaurants is very similar to many immigrant stories to the U.S. They came here and they needed to build a life for themselves. My mother, for example, came and studied mathematics and electrical engineering and so has a PhD in electrical engineering and ended up joining the family business as a way of supporting the family. So you hear a lot of immigrant stories of individuals coming from China to the U.S. And because they were blocked out of certain professional spheres, ending up opening up restaurants. They took what they knew and they tailored it to an American audience in order to have the volume of business they needed to really provide. We started with one restaurant over 40 years ago and now are approaching 1,900 restaurants.
Wow.
We started... Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's an incredible achievement.
It is.
But really... the credit goes to, we started as one family, to now we have over 30,000 families that we help support and that actually are the driving force behind our success. That's really the incredible feat.
So what does Panda Express represent now?
I think Panda represents how many in the U.S. Embody dual identities. It's not sort of more American or more Chinese. It's much like I am. I am both American and I am both Chinese. And I'm influenced by both in the same ways that our food is influenced by both. But I'll say that for our American Chinese, what becomes really important is to understand our role as an ambassador of Chinese food to the U.S. and as an ambassador of Chinese culture. So we always start with what is the authentic Chinese inspiration? For our chefs, I often ask, what are the food memories that you had growing up in your households, like the comfort food that your mom made for you, that it's authentically Chinese, and how do we bring that to a wider audience?
Well, speaking of which, the orange chicken, I heard that basically it is so crazy popular that 1 out of 5 people actually order it.
1 out of 3, actually.
Whoa.
So it actually is around 30% of our mix is orange chicken. And we just opened our first restaurant again in Japan. And over 90% of the transactions involved orange chicken.
That is amazing. Now, there must be some pressure for you being in this family business. I mean, they didn't just hand you this job.
No, they did not just hand me this job. I think that more than anything else, we as a family think a lot about stewardship. One of the rules or one of the maxims of our family is that the family serves the business and the business doesn't serve the family. And I remember sort of there is a scene right after college where my father came to visit me, and I was set on a very different trajectory. I'm determined to set my own path. And I remember him stopping me one night before we were going to bed and him asking me, Andrea, how are you going to take care of our people? And me in my sort of young adulthood independence was thinking in my mind, these are your people. They are not my people. I've never agreed that to take on your people. But that ethos has been so ingrained in us that we often think about how we are going to be taking care of the people that really are the success of our business. And so I think that the pressure comes from how do we ensure that the jobs that we provide are really speaking to our mission of inspiring better lives. And I have to say that sometimes I take myself too seriously and I put too much pressure on myself. But I think that in all of this, what we do is, as Peggy will say, we just look for what is best for our people and what is best for our company. And we do everything in our power to be able to deliver on what's best.
Andrea, with Chinese New Year upon us, I want to say Happy New Year and thank you so much.
You're welcome. 新年快乐, Melanie. It was a pleasure to spend time with you.
Andrea Chern is Chief Marketing Officer of Panda Express. Melanie Dunay is a celebrity photographer and creator of My Last Supper.